Welcome to Bristol Radio, your home for Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway podcasts, soundbites, and more. For more Bristol content, visit bristolmotorspeedway.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode one of the Bristol Impact podcast on the Bristol Radio Network. Our goal with this show is to share the stories of the people, places, and organizations that the Bristol chapter of Speedway Children's Charities partners with that are helping thousands of children in need. I am your guest host today, Drew Bedard, on episode one, because I'm introducing your regularly scheduled host, and that's JT Thomas.
Hello,
JT,
hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Drew. It's good to be here.
It's going to be your show from here on out.
Great.
But yes, it's great. It's great. So, JT, before we get into a little bit more about what the show is going to be about, what this show, the Bristol Impact Podcast, is going to be about, let's learn a little bit more about you. So,
if you want to do the hills of North Carolina,
right? Year something. You can go from wherever. You can go from childhood or teenage, college, and then we definitely want to know from a career standpoint.
Yeah.
How did you get here to Bristol Motor Speedway, bud?
Yeah, the easiest answer to that is I spent about 24 years in Nashville.
Okay,
and found myself in the music industry, really focused on live events and artist management. So I spent a plethora of years on the road as a tour manager and kind of as maturity happened and grew into a role as it relates to artist management and the ups and downs of that road life. And it was great. We were in Nashville, my wife and I, Jody, we were there, thought that would be where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And 2011 came along, and the opportunity kind of arose to for a whole career change, a life change. And the opportunity to come to Bristol, which I never had on my radar, I remember a question saying, hey, are you a race fan? I was like, man, I grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina. How could you not be?
Right.
You
know, Bowman Gray right down the street.
Southern Guilford County, and our high school played Randleman. And so I grew up a big Richard Petty fan. And so, yeah, it was Carolina basketball and NASCAR, and I'm pretty sure NASCAR came first. And so that's kind of the background as far as we got here in 2011, and I folded into a role with the sales team and found myself doing a lot of different things as it relates to sales and working with corporate clients and kind of being their guide or Sherpa through the process of what it means to entertain and host people at a NASCAR event.
Yep.
So it's been a fun ride. But with that, with my background in entertainment, I found myself having the opportunity to be in a lot of different meetings and a lot of different things to bring in entertainment and new events. And so now my role is kind of new events, new revenue, future stuff as we're looking at the property.
Right.
And that ranges from concerts to car shows. You know, it's a little bit of everything. So it's good.
That's right. Couple follow-ups there. One thing that you also do here at Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway is you work with Betsy Holloman and Claudia Bird on Speedway Children's Charities, which is essentially why you're involved in this podcast is a lot with the planning and the behind the scenes, the storytelling about what they do.
Yeah, it's great. It's been really the highlight. If somebody were to ask, hey, what's a couple of your highlights that mm-hmm. you get to do at Bristol Motor Speedway, is that I get to work with charities. I get to be in the office, kind of the person that Betsy gets to report to. I don't know if that's a get to or a have to or a plus or a minus, but it's been a big plus for me because, again, with a little bit of my background has been in the nonprofit space, mm-hmm. live event space, faith-based entertainment. And so a story and a message and being a part of something that's bigger than ourselves is really important.
Absolutely.
And then the idea of being able to kind of help serve Claudia and Betsy as it relates to maybe some planning and some ideas and how do we go raise money? How do we go find new partners? How do we tell our story well? What are some things we need to be doing better, and what are some things we probably need not to be doing at all? And
mm-hmm.
so being a part of that has been a true highlight to be able to stand in front of people and share the message of Northeast Tennessee, Southwest Virginia, this Appalachian Highlands region,
right,
to say, man, there's a lot of things going on with Speedway Children's Charities. And so I've kind of become a cheerleader and a little bit of a coach,
mm-hmm.
and find myself really passionate being a part of the team. So
yep.
it's exciting.
Absolutely. And the other follow-up is going back. I know this is it's kind of a segue for where we're going to go with the show and the topics, but also you and your wife, you know, you guys adopted. You have a special place in your heart for children. And Cole's now a teenager,
yeah,
but that's part of your story as well. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we are adoptive parents. Mm-hmm. Cole, part of our story is that we went through years of trying to have a child, and it just wasn't part of our story that naturally that way. So we back when we were in Nashville, now Cole's will be 17 in March 2020,
crazy.
Which is a little nutty. You know, we're going on our 10th year here in town,
mm-hmm.
In 2020. And so, yeah, it's weird. You know, we adopted from Russia, and it's part of our story, and it's another story for another podcast. But the part of that story wasn't in the brochure. You know,
mm-hmm.
it came with a lot of twists and a lot of hills and roller coaster rides and us learning along the way. But what that has done for me is wired me or led me or guided me to be an advocate,
mm-hmm.
An advocate for kids with learning differences, an advocate for foster care, an advocate for adoption, knowing that, hey, there's kids out there that are the vulnerable, the broken places. And so I can get pretty weepy pretty quick when it becomes the kids,
mm-hmm.
and to see the need that's around us, and that's anywhere in the world, but specifically where we live at today, you know, there's need right outside of our door.
Absolutely.
And so it is exciting to be a part of an organization such as Bristol Motor Speedway that has a charity that. Supports that need and
right.
wants to step into that. We're not raising money for something flippant, so to speak. Not that, you know, nonprofits are flippant, but I think
sure.
it's. I've said it this way to many different people. You know, being in sales here at the team, I get the opportunity to kind of dream big dreams or sell big sponsorships or work with Fortune 100 companies on entitlements and hosting and those kind of things. And so. Money, asking for money, is just part of our job, part of our selling something.
Sure.
But I find it the easiest to ask for money for a child.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we can sell an activation or a billboard or an entitlement, but when it comes to telling the story of a child and how we get to step into that and ask for resources,
mm-hmm.
That's my wheelhouse. That's where I get excited. That's where
yeah.
I get real passionate. And so, you know, Bruton Smith, the founder of our company and owner and chairman and
mm-hmm.
Why he started Speedway Children's Charities, I love his quote. Our sole concern at Speedway Children's Charities is to help a child in need. And that really simplifies it. And so to come alongside, to be a part naturally of my wife and I's story and
mm-hmm.
Lean into that opportunity, it feels like a real blessing. So
right.
It's pretty
neat. A great fit. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about the Bristol Impact podcast a little bit. And some of the topics or some of the things you think we might explore on this podcast. I mean, starting off, it is meant to highlight and illuminate some of the stories of Speedway Children's Charities and the money, the grant money
mm-hmm.
that this chapter in particular at Bristol gives away.
Yeah.
But yeah, tell us where you want to go with this because I think it's really exciting.
Yeah, I think the podcast is a great opportunity to tell a story, but also to know and be known. You know, we, for so many years, I think it's going on its 25th year of Speedway Children's Charities. I think Bristol chapter is probably 22, 23
mm-hmm.
years. You know, for so many years, it's been about the plugging away of raising money and giving it away, which is great. You know, that's what we do. We raise a bunch of money all year long through all of our events and special causes. And,
yep.
And we have great fans from all over the country and all over the world that will come and drop a $20 bill in the red bucket for that event or run in a Speedway and Lights 5K or show up at Speedway and Lights. You know, there's multiple different events to do. But I think one of the things it's not just giving money to us as a charity. We really are a charity that all the money raised goes to agencies in our region that address the need of a child. And so those are vetted through a process. We have a board of directors that walks through who those agencies are. And so what we've kind of stumbled our way upon the last couple of years is that, hey, there's some great work happening. There's great needs, but there's great works happening just down the street. Go down the street, take a left. I mean, and so if we have so-called the microphone in front of us, literally and figuratively, then let's share our message and let's find a way to share our message. And our message is really part of the message of the agencies.
That's right.
And to elevate them, I kind of say it this way, is cheering them on, holding their arms up. You know, a lot of the people that we'll meet along the way, some of them is going to be agency folks. Some of them may be a nonprofit gurus from around the world. Who knows who's going to show up on the podcast?
Maybe moms and dads, and maybe donors.
Yeah, maybe it may be telling the story of the impact. And so I think writing it on the wall and saying, "Hey, we're going to go this way for a season." My hope is, our desire is, to share the message of hope, to share the message of good people doing great things in a world that seems crazy.
Right.
And to highlight the fact that, hey, all the money that is raised here goes to them, and so. 103 agencies last year, we couldn't fund all the ones that wanted money last year. So the need is, the need is huge. And each one of them are doing great things. And a lot of times what I have found is that the people who are really in the trenches, the ones that are really passionate, the ones who have started this agency, whatever that is, has started it from a perspective of a need. Based on their child or a friend's child.
And a broken heart.
A broken heart and a standing up one day and looking around and going, somebody needs to do something.
Somebody needs to do something about this, right?
Dadgummit, somebody needs to do something, so nobody's doing anything.
Why not me? Right.
And so they step in, and they kind of step in sometimes loosely and fumble their way around. And then they wake up, and they have a nonprofit with a board of directors, and they're not necessarily marketers, and they're not necessarily business people, and they're just, sometimes it's just people doing what people should be doing and loving well. And so I think that's part of the process of, can we share their message of what are you doing and how did you get started and what would be your encouragement for somebody else in your chair? What would you tell somebody 5 years ago about what you're doing? And at the same time, using this as a platform to look at them across the table and cheer them on. Mm-hmm. And say thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the investment that you're doing here. We're not in the trenches every day. We get to go shout your story and raise money and give it away. But to be in the trenches of the heartache or a homelessness or literacy issues or hearing issues for kids or
clothing, backpacks,
glasses,
right.
You know, it's endless of what's going
the
on.
The need, right.
And so, if we can use our this little office and this little place called Bristol Motor Speedway with this charity to cheer some folks on, and maybe, just maybe, somebody's story that may be God-breathed can encourage a whole mess of folks across the world to
That's
say,
right.
man, you're right, I need to be doing something. So
right.
To kind of land the plane on that, I think it's hope. I think it's high-fiving and hugs, and you know, we're not trying to sell anybody anything. It's really trying to say, hang in there. How'd you do it? Where are you going? What's next? And
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's set everybody up for episode 2, which is going to be with a special friend of ours, Rhonda Paulson from the Isaiah House, Isaiah 117 House. So give everybody a sneak peek because, man, she's powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's going to be a high note for sure. But give everybody a sneak preview of what episode 2, what they can look forward to.
Yeah, Rhonda Paulson, if you haven't heard of Rhonda, you will. And
she should be famous.
Yeah, she is going to be. And hang on, you're going to read about her and you're going to see her soon.
Right.
Coming to a city near you.
Right.
To hear her story and to see what she's done. She is the founder of Isaiah 117 House. And Isaiah 117 House was founded in a need of when children are taken out of a bad situation and entered into the foster care system. And that day is one of the most tragic days in a child's life.
Traumatic, absolutely.
And it's hard, and it's ugly. And so she, through her own foster care journey, kind of saw that from the inside out and decided, that's not right. We could be doing better. And beginning to share the story of, can't we do better than this? And it kind of boggles my mind that one person can stand up and start sharing a story and a whole community rally around her. And now, not to give away the end of the story, but she has organized a whole nonprofit called Isaiah 117 House that is a safe place for children to be welcomed and loved on one of the most tragic days of their life. And so to hear what's has unrolled for her in the last 3 years, and to hear the stories of her family, and to hear the passion in her voice, and the kind of see the calluses on her hands and feet, so to speak, of walking this out. It's dynamic. It's exciting to hear. It's challenging. And I think it will make us all kind of want to go do something. What am I doing? What am I doing with my life? And I think that's exactly couldn't be a better person to kick off what we're hoping to achieve with Rhonda, because what she is doing, she is finding herself in some circles that I believe that she would say, I'm not real sure how I got here, other than God's guidance.
Right.
God kind of kicking some doors and dragging her through them. And so, this is not necessarily what she would say, I thought this was going to be. And so be it at the White House or in the state legislature of the state of Tennessee, or having influence to change rules and laws and advocate, man, it's exciting. So yep. I think from a side of big story, big dream, started with just the next step. I think that's what's going to be really exciting to hear Rhonda share. One step in front of the other.
Perfect. Well, that's a great preview for episode 2. So everybody stick around. We are going to shoot to do this weekly on Thursdays, but stick with us. We think the Bristol Impact Podcast on this radio network, on our podcast network, is going to have a tremendous amount of impact. So, and that's what it's meant to do. So JT, thanks for being on, man. And I'm going to hand the mic over to you now, and you're going to take this thing forward and make it fly. So, thanks for being on this, telling a little bit about your story. And, I look forward to listening like everybody else.
Yeah. Thanks, Drew. Thanks for leading this with us. And, look forward to, many, many of these, sharing stories of hope.
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Bristol Radio. If you haven't yet, please subscribe or follow the Bristol Radio Podcast Network for everything new from Thunder Valley. Also, please rate and review the show and share this episode on social media, tag us, and use the hashtag #ItsBristolBaby. See you next time.